Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So Jared is looking for a second date update today with a woman named Tanya. Hi, Jared.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Take us from the beginning. How did you meet Tanya?
Well, I met her on Match, actually. It's a standard story. You know, I listen to you guys a lot. But, yeah, we talked for a couple weeks, and then we met for dinner. You know, she was super nice, super sweet, really, really attractive, like better than her pictures. She does all the same things I do. It was just like everything was firing on all cylinders, to be honest. She watches Cobra Kai. I watch Cobra Kai. I've actually started, like, hiking more since the whole pandemic. I'm, like, gotten more outdoorsy. And, like, so she grew up doing that sort of stuff, so we bonded on that. We just talked about all sorts of things for, like, hours. It felt like, you know, one of those things where we was just clicking, that time just flew by. She volunteers at her pet rescue. Like, I can't keep going on about it. Like, everything that she does is something that I find endearing. She's just got a soft heart, it seems, and, like, you know, she's not afraid to show, you know, kindness. You know, I feel like a lot of people put up a guard, and, you know, especially when you do the online thing, you know, I've done it, you know, on and off a couple of times. And so that endeared me to her even more because she wasn't, you know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, I know.
She was just, you know what I mean? She was really transparent. She was really open. You know what I mean? I felt like she wasn't feeding me standard lines and everything. And she's got two dogs. I've got two dogs. And so, you know, she wanted me to meet them. We're going to arrange a little play date. Mm-hmm. So she met my people, my dogs. I call them my people. But that's huge to me. So, like, I figured, you know, we're moving not as fast as I would like, but we're definitely moving in the right direction.
So this is on a separate occasion from the dinner?
Yeah. She actually came over and, like, she met my dogs. And, like, I set up a little, like, picnic on my patio. So we was outside, social distancing. And they don't usually warm up to people. You know, I got two little corgis, and they're like, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes they yappy. So the fact that
corgi butts are,
like,
the best butts. Those little dogs are just so cute.
They're my baby, Lenny and Squiggy. I love them.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
But the fact that she's a dog person and that she volunteers at an animal rescue, it's like boom, 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 boom. Like, I can't find anything wrong with her. But when she left, okay, we hugged. And, you know, I told her I had a really great time. I'd like to see you again. And she's like, oh, absolutely, sure. And nothing. I texted a few times. She's not getting back to me. Just complete, no pun intended, radio silence, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess if you guys could get a hold of her, I'm hoping that you can. Yeah.
She seemed open to getting together again, though. You're sure about that?
Yeah, I was picking up everything she was putting down. I was getting great vibes. Our conversation was effortless. You know what I mean? She was so real with me. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like I'm getting something different, like this complete disconnect from what I met, the person I met, you know?
Yeah. So you got together just the two times?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was now over a week ago. So this is maybe almost 10 days.
Oh, so weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you have a situation like that that just seems to go so perfect and then they drop off the face of the earth like that, I feel like someone from their past has come back into their life. You know, there's been that kind of disruption. Someone has surfaced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think the worst. You know what I mean? I mean, my mind is already indulged all sorts of, you know, scenarios, and I'm trying not to get too ahead of myself because it's like we really don't know each other like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a pandemic, so you don't know what's going on. The world is upside down, so all sorts of things can be going on.
All right, let's hope she's okay. We will make an attempt to call Tanya and see what she thought of Jared and her two get-togethers with him. As we continue next, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Tanya has got it all. Great personality. She's just a super nice person. She's outdoorsy. She volunteers, and Jared is smitten. Been out with her a couple times and met on Match, talked back and forth for a couple of weeks, eventually had dinner, and that was real nice. And, you know, they both own dogs, and their dogs met, and that was super cool. And last time he saw her, they hugged, and she seemed real open to seeing him again. And here we are, radio silence. It's been almost a week.
Darn it anyway.
Yeah, so we're going to call Tanya and see if she's okay, or, you know, if there's something else going on, and why she's not been responding to Jared's text.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Tanya, please?
Yeah, this is Tanya.
Tanya, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
No, hold on. Are you kidding me?
No, Jen's here. We got
your lucky day, girl.
How are you?
No way.
Yes.
What? Hi.
Yes way.
This is a second date update.
What about second date update?
Yes, this has to be.
Well, you would be right about that.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to be on one of these.
You've always wanted to be on?
Yes. I swear.
On this end, though, on this receiving end, or were you hoping that you'd be the one to get ghosted?
I'd rather be on this end, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. At least this end is predictable. You know why there hasn't been a second date.
Yeah. Do you know who we're calling about, or have you been kind of dating different people?
Is it Jared?
Yeah, it is Jared.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the last time he saw you, he said you seemed in good spirits and open to seeing him again, and then you just kind of went quiet. What happened?
He's really nice, and I don't know, like, just very sweet, and dinner went great, and I really liked him. It's kind of weird. I don't even know how to say what I'm going to say, but he's honestly a really great guy, but I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, God, I feel like this is going to be one of those Seinfeld things where it's like a weird quirk that...
Well, you're not wrong, actually.
What is it?
Yeah, I guess in his house, you walk in, and, like, there's these big cases of these little weird Precious Moments dolls. Like, you know, those little Precious Moments.
Precious Moments figurines. Yes, I used to be quite the collector of Precious Moments. That's weird.
That's so funny.
But it's like a lot. Like, I don't know, hundreds, maybe thousands. That's how many.
That's weird. I didn't even know those were still a thing.
He had it all. And it was like on big display cases. And I don't know, like, what dude has that?
I guess a dude who's not afraid of defying gender norms.
He likes sweet little cute things.
Let's ask him. We got him on the line. Jared, you there?
Those are antique German Hummels. They're not just Precious Moments. Those are actually very, very, very expensive, and they belong to my aunt and my mom. I can see how she could have gotten the wrong impression because I even forget that they're there. But my mother and my aunt moved into an assisted living last year. I inherited all of that. But these are, I can't impress upon you enough. These are antique German Bavarian Hummel figurines. These are like $7,000, some of these.
Holy mackerel.
Like, yeah, they're not just Precious Moments. These are legit. I've already researched eBay and trying to unload some of them. They're pretty penny.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But in any event, my aunt and my mom, they spent their lives collecting these things. So, like, I can't just throw them away. They're very delicate.
Part of me thinks it would have been cooler if you actually were really personally into them, you know, like collecting them. Because if it didn't work out with Tanya, like, Jen would totally go out with you, man. She really did.
Do you know I got rid of all of mine?
Did you sell them or did you give them away?
I don't, you know, they were part of the purge. I think I still have some in a box in my garage. I had so many of them, but it was like, you know, I didn't have them out anymore, and I just, you know, kind of moved past that.
Because, I mean, those are all limited editions, are they not?
A lot of them, sure. Yeah.
So I can see how she thinks that, but it's almost like I don't even recognize that I have them. I've gotten so used to them.
Just being there.
But now I see, as a stranger, you can get the wrong impression.
Well, the other thing I was really impressed with, as far as Jared is concerned, was how important it was to him and how much it meant to him that she volunteered at an animal shelter. Like, that's not often the kind of thing you hear guys say about women. Like, it's an attractive quality, to be sure, but it's not usually something a guy laundry lists.
As something that he...
Yeah. But, Tanya, let's bring you back into the conversation here. Now that you've heard Jared's explanation about those figurines, what's your reaction to that?
I wish you would have told me. I feel like such a jerk.
Yeah. Were you afraid to just ask him about it? Because, you know, sometimes when you see something like that and it's a little bit of a shock to the system, It's like you want to say something, but all the words that are coming to your mind, you know, if they fell out your mouth, you'd sound like an a-hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just can't find the words to say, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, you've got quite the collection there.
Yeah.
What are these dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not what you would expect to see in a bachelor pad, and it was pretty confusing. Like, he's talking about football, and then all of a sudden, there's all these figurines of little girls and ducks and dogs.
Right. Well, now that you know what's going on, I mean, you know, if that was your only reason for not going out with him, would you maybe be interested to see him again?
I mean, if he could forgive me for being such a jerk.
What do you say, Jared?
That's why I called you. Like, I knew something was off. I'm glad that you guys can help clear it up.
Nice.
Well, good. Listen, I know a guy who called his father daddy. Like, he was a grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was after his father passed away, and I heard him say, I miss my daddy, which, you know, it struck people as weird, and it is different. It's not the kind of thing that you would hear a grown man say. And he didn't say it in a southern way, like, I miss my daddy.
Yeah.
It was like,
I know a New Yorker that to my mommy and daddy. And to hear a grown man
say
with
that,
a thick New York accent. Talk about mommy and daddy. It's, yeah.
We have very set expectations as to how genders are supposed to present themselves.
And what they collect.
I got two corgis and a house full of antiques, so I guess I can't pass judgment on anybody.
There you go. Well, listen, we're going to set it up. Tanya, thank you for taking the call. Thank you for being a fan. It sounds like you're familiar with our show.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys made a dream come true, and now I get another date. That doesn't happen often.
There you go.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. And Jared, thank you for coming on Second Date Update and putting yourself out there, man. It's getting harder and harder to get guys to agree to come on Second Date Update, so we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro, thank you for helping clear everything up.
For sure. Take it easy.
All right, peace.
All right. If you need us for a Second Date Update, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Weather-wise, mix of sun and clouds. Cool. We'll see a high around 60. Right now, 44 here at Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up at 7:40, we'll call out, pick your purse. I was going to say call out another name.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do pick your purse. It's hard to keep track, man.
We have so many cool contests here. It's just tough.
I know. So let's hope that we have better track record. I think, did we give away a Louie yesterday?
We did to Jennifer. She's a big fan. She's been a fan of the show she sent me a message. She's like, I've been listening to Q102 for 30 years and I just won the mother load.
Nice.
And it's a picture of her opening up her Louis Vuitton box.
Beautiful.
So I was super excited for her.
It's like a 30-year anniversary present.
Big congrats to Jennifer. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if you remember, Jeff, but back when you and I were doing Whatever It Takes, you and I took Jennifer's son, Drew, to the Newport Aquarium and let him pet the sharks.
Oh, did he make it home safely?
He did. Yeah.
I'm glad he did.
I think he's, you know, that was years ago, so he's much older now. But
that was risky.
But she's been friends with the show forever,
so
we love that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, 30 years, man. That's the year of the Louie right there.
Right.
What else do we have? The parts of life that are never going back to normal.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.